Your messages coming in 021-446-0567. But wait, let me first introduce you to this. Tell me about your business and why did you say yes to this presentation, this Lester Tester, to help me make my own morning review plus voice?
Well, Lester, I'm a butcher by heart. I love meat. I've been in the business for over 25 years. And when Walid was hassling to get a sausage machine, I thought, okay, let me have the bra out. And then he says, no, the guy dropped him. And I said, okay, what's next? And I asked him, what's the reason for it? And he says, ah, we need to make sausage. I said, I'm your man. He said, what do you mean? I said, I'm your man. I make sausages for a living. I sell sausages for a living. I manufacture for people. And then we WhatsApped each other back again. And then he said, now I said, bra, is this for real? Or is this a joke? He said, no, it's for real. So I said, okay, let's give it a shot. But because, are you nervous, man? So
why are you nervous? We try things here on Lester Tester and we get our audience's input. They let us know if we're doing it right, if we're doing it incorrectly. But what is the first step when we say we want to make our own wors? But first, let's clarify something. What is the difference between a gewone breakfast sausage, a plaas wors, and what we know and love in South Africa as boerewors? What is the difference?
Okay, boerewors has been legislated, so if it doesn't contain pork, you cannot call it boerewors.
You can't call it boerewors.
That is probably one of the key ingredients. Hence, they call it plaaswors, or kameeldoring, or haakdoring, or some other doring.
Rabouwors.
So those have basically five or six basic elements, salt and pepper and coriander and maybe thyme and whatever. Those are the elements that make up. So there's no real preservatives in those products. However, when it comes to a sausage, there's obviously there's preservative in the sausage. There's got to be like a filler, maybe some rusk or starch or soya.
Some sort of breadcrumb, a binder.
Yeah. That also whereby it increases it extends the product. So if you're using 10 kilos of meat with the extras, it will come out to probably double or twice the amount. With plaaswors, it is basically just a simple, I think it's the simplest sausage to make. I love plaaswors because I've been toying with it for years. I make a chicken plaaswors, I make an ostrich plaaswors. I do one in game with springbok kudu and gemsbok. Lamb plaaswors, or you can mix the meats.
Wildsvleis has become very, very popular amongst consumers.
Yes.
The gamey, meaty wors has become quite a big seller.
Yes, it has. And fortunately for us, we've been involved with a company called Go Wild for many years now. We are the Western Cape distributor for Go Wild, whereby we are the only halal certified hunting culling operation. It is methodically done. There's all sorts of infrastructure in place. Also, bearing in mind the environment, that we don't just go into a bush and shoot willy-nilly. It's been done very under strict controls. But for us, the reason why I promote game meat for myself is for health reasons. It is non-genetically manipulated. It eats free range. It doesn't get injections. It never sees a doctor. You know, so springbok will go for the heritage of springbok, unlike lambs will be crossbred and there will be insemination and stuff like that. So the purity of the meat fascinates me, and that's why I can promote that product with confidence.
Tell you what happened. My father always spoke about sausages. And I know the language nerds and the etymologists are going to come for me, but I always thought sausage is just the Afrikaans word for sausage. And then I traveled a bit, then I found that, oh, in France they call it saucisse, and that in fact the word saucisse actually comes from Iran, what we know as Persian today, and that then flows through what we know called sausage. So that's plaaswors. What is just a sausage? Is that like a banger, your chipolatas?
Yeah, look, every nation has a different component of what they put to the sausage. If you go to Morocco, for example, today they're still filling it out by hand with a little funnel and stuff they push it. But there's some they will use popsy rice and as a filler, or or they'll use the organs, the fat in the organs as a component. We try to stay away from that because we want to be as pure as possible, obviously. But if you go to Thailand, they've got a different style. Obviously, Spain with their love for paprika. The Germans are, they are ballistic.
Bratwurst.
So it's going on and on. But in South Africa, we've got a rich heritage. And from my limited understanding, the concept around the plaswurst came from the Cape Malay style of cooking, because if you look at the active ingredient inside there, it's all what the Cape Malay people use in there.
So how many kilos of beef mince do I have here?
That's 2 kilograms.
2 kilos of beef mince. Okay, so this is, of course, the staple. This is what we're going to start. This is our main ingredient.
Yes.
At us the place. But then you spoke about the influence of spices.
Yes.
And ingredients to make a plaswurst. What do we have here?
Well, this is the plaswurst. It's basically just coriander, pepper. It's got some cloves in there. It's got some salt, and a few top secrets that I cannot divulge on the
because that's my money. Meat showroom's secret spice. And what we also have here, meat showroom roast garlic herbs.
Yeah, now this is a gluten-free product. There's no preservatives inside here. There's no MSG inside here. And this is the gesondste spice that you can find on the planet. Seriously, this is that's also one of
so you sell this so that people can make their own mixes, or is this just prepared for your?
You know, the job here is quite technical, if I may use that. So I would prefer that you trust me to make the product for you. And when I say that,
of course,
that spices, because it's a non-preservative spice, it's a gluten-free spice, and it's an MSG spice. I try to use that with free-range meat. Now, free-range has been bastardized in the industry for a while. Sorry for my language.
Why so?
Because people are capitalizing on the word free-range, like organic. Unless it's organic, okay? Free-range can only be free-range if it's antibiotic-free. And people don't realize that. So they see the word free-range and they go, gaga, I'm eating free-range. But did you ask if it's antibiotic-free? That is the big question. So if you can source that, like we have access to that, so we use that meat to complement that spice. Hence, people with dietary requirements can come to us and we can design the product.
And of course, here's the various types of casings. What casing is this?
That is an ox runner.
Ox runner?
Right?
Is that?
This is a lamb or sheep casing.
Okay.
And this is a collagen casing. There are various types of collagen casing, various thickness of collagen casing. And that is traditionally used to make your sausages.
Okay, so in order to save time, you've already pre-mixed this for us.
Yes.
Because we are running about against the clock. I want to bring in Bruce Hong. He's our colleague here. And Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Why do you have a sausage stuffer just lying around at home?
I like to make sausages, especially the Chinese sausage, which is the pork sausage. I like to make druwurst as well. Yeah. So, but mainly it's so that I can make a Chinese sausage called lop cheong, which is a preserved Chinese Cantonese sausage. It's made in a similar way to druwurst, and you hang it up, but then it's still raw, and then you steam it or fry it with various dishes.
Sounds absolutely delicious. Okay, Bruce, Wade is already. I must also introduce our good man Lawrence.
Lawrence Holmes, my right hand.
Lawrence Holmes, how long have you been making sausage?
Well, I've been with Wade for about 9 years now, and I actually found my passion with him because we've got basically the same frame of mind. Our products are concerned. You know, we pride ourselves on quality and not quantity, and just the basic customer service.
Man can say worse. Okay. Bruce, take us through this process. Wade has already pre-mixed our mints and our what we call...
No, we can mix that in that together.
Okay, so we're going to be mixing it in this bowl, okay? How long does this process usually take in preparation?
It depends on the volume, on the quantity. But we work in batches of 100 kilos or 200 kilos, so we obviously have automatic blenders and stuff. But if I'm experimenting...
Just rip it, Bruce, just rip it.
10, 15 minutes, then Bob's your uncle.
10, 15 minutes. Yeah. Okay, let's
because,
see if we can...
I mean, we know our job, so it's just about... The prep work is most important. I would love to make this... This is an 80-20 ratio here. Okay. So there's 20% fat inside here.
Okay, I have gloves on.
That's fine.
Can I massage?
Yes, you can. You can massage.
It feels weird. I've never had
track
to play.
Track it.
Okay, someone hold this so I can get my hands in here.
Yeah.
rip it open and let me jump in here, Bruce.
How much of this must put in?
Chuck it all of it.
Oh, okay. This is something that a child would love.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And your girlfriend.
Ons werk met kos.
So that is the dry ingredient, and you've got to force it in. You've got to really massage it. You've got to really activate it.
This can do some stress relief.
Lawrence, can you pass on my two magic ingredients there, please? Can you hold it, Mike?
Okay. So it's less the test. I'm making the morning review. Boerewors, no, plaaswors, out of our own mix here. If you have any tips for me, let me know. 021-446-0567. Now, what do we have there now?
So, listen, because I'm Muslim, I can't drink wine, so I had to find an alternative for wine. So, I use a red grape juice, a very good quality red grape juice, to compensate for the red wine or the white wine. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to add in a dash of this into the product. Mm-hmm. And you can continue mixing. Don't stop. Oh. Don't stop. This has to activate. The salt must mix in. I'm going to add in a bit of that. Can add in a little more.
Oh.
Okay. And then I also find out that traditional boerewors comes with vinegar, either white or brown. I have my own concoction is a little bit of balsamic vinegar. Okay. Because it has the sweetness and it has the little bit of acidity.
Okay.
And you will actually see how it.
Oh, you can watch me. You can watch me drag my boerewors here on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook, click on Cape Talk, and we're streaming this live. I'm making the morning review plus worsty. Okay, so we've put in our spice, and we've put in our wine or our grape juice, and our balsamic vinegar. What next?
Well, technically, just the last few steps, just get it a little bit more mixed up, and then we can fill it out. Oh, it's ready to fill out.
The show is already mixed up already, Wahid. I don't know why. Okay.
It looks perfect.
Does it look perfect?
You can actually taste it raw, just to see if you want to, if you can. Think of it as sushi.
Okay, let me taste. Okay, one.
Oh, it's lovely. Lester, you're a master.
My voice is still lekker.
Wow.
Etienne, stubborn. 021-446-0567. What are your thoughts on my attempts?
What do you taste? Tell me.
I taste, of course, the very meaty. I'll drop it in my mouth. Oh. I taste the... What's the spice?
The coriander.
The coriander. Mm, a bit on the seed now.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the very nicely textured, meaty protein flavor, it's a coriander seed that I just bit into.
That's the boerewors taste.
Here we go.
That's okay. The boerewors taste.
What's the time now? Let's see. Are we heading up for Eyewitness News in 5 minutes? Bruce, I'm sorry, Etienne. I'm touching the mic here. So, Bruce, you're going to now tell us, what do we do now? How do we put this mint into our casing?
Right, the first thing, what we're going to do now is I'm going to lift up the cylinder, and it'll fit in about 5 kilos of meat. We've got 2 kilos, so there's ample space in it. I'm just going to hold it up, so somebody's going to help me fill this thing up. We're just going to put all the meat into the thing, knock out any air bubbles.
How long have you been making your own sausage, Bruce?
Look, on and off, I've been making it. I mean, on my right here, on our right here, we've got another machine that's probably over 40 years old. And we've been making that for probably a good few decades, on and off and all that. But I wanted to really ramp it up. So I bought this machine earlier this year because, yeah, it just handles things a lot better. Yeah, so we sort of compact it, take out all the
This is different from the machine you use, Wade.
Similar thing, just automatic. And this is manual.
It looks like a big injector. Because we're going to be injecting this mince into our casings. It looks like it'd be a bit of a laborious task with you grinding the handle here.
Yeah, I mean, at least a lot of time was saved because the meat was pre-minced. Otherwise, we would have used the mincer and that would have taken a few extra minutes to. So I'm just feeding it. So we just need to load the sausage casing onto the nozzle and then we can put together.
Lester, what we're going to do. I'm going to use the traditional runner, which is your boerewors runner. This is going to be easier, simpler for you. Lawrence, can I just get a knife there, Lawrence? So this is exactly the part that I would like you to stop. This is like, we have to spool this on. And if Bruce can help me here quickly for a minute.
Is there a different type of size casing? Some people like the dunwors, yeah. Others like a dikwors.
Some people like that. You correct? There's different sizes. And obviously, it's your preference, man, what you like. And obviously, the thicker your wors is, the longer it's going to braai. You know? So if you want to do a quick braai, this is spooling. Does it look familiar, Lester? What you?
I've seen people put casings on sausage machines. Yes, I've never done it myself.
Okay, you've done this yourself already?
No, I've not done that. Oh. And I know where you're going, so please stop that. This is a family friendly show. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. The morning review is making our own sausage. Just how long does this casing need to be?
I'm trying to spool on one big sleeve over here, so that we got 2 kilos of meat here.
Mm.
And
in terms of meters, how much would you need?
Well, a bundle is about 98 meters. Mm. So obviously this comes in sections, you know. So we brought the longest ones we could possibly find. Obviously, the longer the bundles, the more the cost, because dirhams aren't very cheap.
Mm.
They're extremely expensive. So the wider you go, the more expensive it is.
Mm. Let's go to some messages here. 021.
But I needed to feel this. I needed to feel the texture.
Mm.
If somebody can hold the mic for you.
Okay, let me try this. Okay. Okay. I'm feeling.
I'm holding it. I'm keeping the nip.
Okay.
Can you? I need to feel the texture. It's quite slippery.
It is quite slippery.
Okay. So I don't.
What happens if you make a mistake?
There's no mistakes to be made. It just misses out at all.
Okay, then you just restart.
But what we're going to do, what I said, this hand over here is your brakes.
Okay.
So this hand controls what's going to come out of here.
Mm.
This hand over here is the accelerator.
That's cranking the wheel.
Okay, so I will. I'm going to do a knot in front here. 1 second. So that it doesn't come out.
Okay.
We'll just pull out a little.
Oh, it feels so slippery.
Yes. Careful.
It's gotten many of us into trouble.
Yes.
Mm. But 021-446-0567. What is the time? Maybe we should go to Eyewitness News.
It's Monday to Friday. 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. This is The Morning Review with Lester Kivett
on Cape Talk.
Okay, so we are back here on The Morning Review. The Morning Review plus Vors. We've asked Waheed Samsudin to come in studio with us and help us make our own Vors. Bruce Hong is a producer on The Breakfast Show, and we were looking for a sausage filler. We looked everywhere, and all the butcheries said we only have big, expensive electric ones. Bruce, for some reason, has a sausage filler in his garage, and he is gladly and happily agreed to help us crank and make our own and pipe our own sausage. Okay, so Waheed, before the break,
Gripom. Come, Lester, Gripom.
Okay, it's the break. Yeah,
this is the break. That's the accelerator.
Okay, am I going other way? Okay,
right.
What's the suggested speed, Bruce?
As much as you can handle.
Okay, here we go.
You,
one.
You go for it.
Two.
Go for it. I'm here to help.
Ooh, yes.
Don't worry. Go. Go. Don't worry. You go.
It's
beautiful. You're better than a professional. So, look at this. Beautiful.
This is amazing.
This is beautiful, mana.
How long do you want this voice to be?
Yeah, as long as you wish.
This is such a great experience.
Drakum. Come on, push it out. Come on, push it out. You've got the technique.
How do you not laugh?
Well, how can you not laugh?
Okay, I think that's as long as I want my voice to be. Okay, so.
But you got the whole deer, you got the whole 2 kilos inside it.
Drakum. Okay.
Just up with that. I can hear the end of it. There's the last bit of air bubbles.
So this is about 2 kgs
Yes.
Of sausage that we're going to put in here?
Yes.
I think that's
the end, yes.
Kani miani.
Thank you, Davi.
That was very surreal. In fact, we were talking just during a break about what happens if you want to add alternatives. Like, Danya sausage is very popular in Cape Town. Is it simply adding chopped up, finely chopped coriander and putting it into your mix? You spoke about Hawaiian sausage. What the heck is Hawaiian sausage?
Hawaiian sausage is basically what, in my opinion, cheese, pineapple, fresh green pepper, fresh garlic, fresh onions.
How are you putting pineapple in a sausage, Wayne?
Why can't you?
Yeah, okay. You can do whatever you want, but
you can. Yeah, I can put in a bar one in the sausage. I can put in chocolate chips if you want in the sausage. But you need to think out of the box, because Danya sausage has been around for so long. It's not Danya. Every corner shop has got Danya sausage. Come on, mensen, man, eat a bit of liquor. Go out of your way. There's different things. Come and talk to me. I will blow your mind. You tell me what you want. I will make it for you.
Wade and Lawrence and Bruce, you've blown my mind. This is an absolutely fun experience. After making your... It's nice and
firm.
It's firm.
Yeah,
it's very firm.
Yeah,
it's long and firm. This particular sausage. How long does it would it have to rest before this goes on the cooler?
You can chuck it on the cooler right now. But I would say rest it for about 12 hours for all the flavors to marinate. Right, it must marinate because you've got vinegar and you've got all those other are the active ingredients. But I would rather marinate it in that state and then just fill it up.
I see.
Okay, so let that rest.
Bruce, how was
mixture, your premix?
Bruce, how was this? How was this experience for you?
It was nice. I mean, I've never handled such wide, a large gauge sausage casing
Bruce
before. So this is the biggest
Bruce,
one. Bruce, I was actually surprised. Will he not burst? I'm always worried. Like, you need to control the heat.
You don't put it on direct heat of high flame.
Because it's so thick.
It would rust.
Yeah.
But Wade, lots of people ask us on our WhatsApp line to get in touch with you. Where do you operate from? Where can you help people get their own Plaasvoorse mix? How do you maybe even, if they want to do this as a hobby, maybe even start their own business, not competing with you as well, but maybe just to give it to family and friends. How do they get in touch?
Yeah, they can get in touch. We've got a WhatsApp line, and we prefer the WhatsApp line because we are quite busy during the day with our orders and stuff and people that we normally. So we'll give you the WhatsApp number and the WhatsApp line, and people can contact us via that. And we will make the sausages as per their request. They must tell me what they need. If it's people who are ill, we will use the meats that are not contaminated with antibiotics, which is we can even get free range lambs. And then we will make the recipes up for them.
We cater for everyone now, whether it be religious reasons and dietary reasons. A few questions around vegan alternatives, vegetarian alternatives. I don't know what you would replace the casing with, but what have you been asked?
You do get a vegetable collagen, but if you looked at my skewer that I made, that is a skinless sausage that we use there. Mm. So there is a product available which is made from seaweed. It's quite expensive, but obviously you must know seaweed is synonymous or complements the vegan scenario. We are busy experimenting with that currently because it's not that readily available, but when it is available, we will let the public know that it is an alternative.
Wahid Samsudin from Zabi's Meat Showroom in Athlone. Lawrence, thanks so much. Bruce Hong, really appreciate you for making my dream come true to pump my own sausage. To all those who made it possible, there's already some braai on the grill, on our electric grill. All the people who were involved in here, Etienne and some of our technicians, come have a taste. I'm taking the sausage home. What's braai for not? More with your calls after the break here on The Morning Review. 021-446-0567. Drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. Back after this.